Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in. It's the final episode of In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network of 2018, Bogman. It's all over. It's all over, man.
It's all over, man.
Done so. How was your 2018?
It was pretty good. So the parts that I remember after Deck Our Balls were pretty solid.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty poorish a way to end the year, I would say. Welcome in. It's In This League. We got 3 hours of insanity that's going to go down in the final edition of our show, at least for 2018. As far as we know, it's not the final edition, but, you know, God willing, you never know what's going to happen. We're going to kind of do a little bit of everything. Football's coming to a close. We've got some Week 17 action, of course, still in the books. We are going to look and do a little bit of the hokey, shticky radio thing of, hey, what was 2018? So we're going to do that because we're lame. We'll probably go through a little bit of that. But here's the most important thing. 1 week ago from essentially today.
Oh, my God. Was it only a week ago?
It feels like I wish it were a month ago. A week ago, Bogman and I pretty much endured the dumbest, most ridiculous marathon session that we've ever done. We talked about our Christmas special. It was supposed to be 2 hours. We weren't supposed to get blackout drunk. We doubled down on the hours and we both literally got blackout drunk on a live stream. And we've got a secret show over on our Army page. So if you care about that and that universe, make sure you check it out. Patreon.com/ITL Army, where we break down all of the repercussions and all of the things that happened, like why did I almost quit everything? Why did I actually delete apps that have to do with our stuff? Why is the show not even available to see? What does Bogman remember and not remember? We're still piecing it together. It's like
we were talking about something earlier today.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, yeah, didn't I do this?
Yeah.
Well, and I was like, I have no idea if you did that. And you're like, I did.
It was so funny because we were talking about, this isn't something we really go on about in the secret show, so it's a little extra content. We had a couple different drinks that were sent to us, and there was this one. It was called Aquavit. And we were going on, we were actually, what we were doing is we were complaining about this other show that you and I listened to, and this person that was so ungrateful for one of the most absurdly expensive gifts we've ever heard of. Couldn't be more ungrateful. And we were both just lamenting about how ridiculous it was. And I go, yeah, I feel bad for even crap talking just a tiny bit about this alcohol that people sent us. We were sent Malort, which if you're familiar with that, I mean, I'm sorry, you've lived.
I mean, that's the explanation for everything.
Yeah. And then there was another one. It was called Aquavit, right?
Yeah. Lene Aquavit.
It's like the drink of Norway. Our one of our dear listeners, Thomas, sent that to us. And it's just not good. It's like, I don't know what to say. It's hard. It's rough. It's rough on my palate. I've got a bad palate.
I liked it going in. So
yeah, I think you might be done because of how it came out. But so we're talking about it, and I'm like, yeah, I just feel bad about even saying something bad about, you know, a gift like that, because it's not ungrateful. It's just, oh, my God, it was really hard on us. And then you go, yeah, you know, I mean, you did say it tasted like hairspray. And then immediately this flash happened in my brain of something that neither one of us remembered for an entire week. I go, oh, my God, do you remember in maybe hour three of our live stream, I said it tasted so much like hairspray. I took off my hat. I put some on my hand. I then put it in my hair and I said, yeah, look, it sticks. It's just like hairspray. And you laughed in a, I don't know what you're talking about. Did you really do that? Because I was blackout drunk.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't know. I don't know, dude. It was rough. It was rough. So we talk about all the repercussions and all the damage that we endured in it. Amazingly, I did fully expect after a day or two to see a little bit of a dip in the Patreon supporters, but we actually had a little bit of a rise. People probably still looking for it. But ultimately, and this is a good topic for, it's not a sports topic, but it's a good topic for what we're about to endure here in the next couple days, because on Tuesday, it's a brand new year. 2019, yep. Hello, how do you do? Unfortunately for some, Monday, though, and Monday's not a great day for, you know, like a New Year's Eve, but, you know, people get Tuesdays off, someone gets a Monday off, they can do their whole thing. People are going to do what we did on December 21st on our Christmas special. They're going to do that on Monday night. When is the last time you went through a whole, like, New Year's Eve shindig?
Oh, that's a good question. God, probably before we started the show. Like, I don't remember. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Like, so, New Year's Eve has always been terrible.
I worked at a restaurant, and, you know, it was always busy on New Year's Eve. So it was one of those things where I never got to enjoy it because I was constantly working. So.
Like, the last intense one, actually, in another of our Comedy Secret shows, the one before Deck Our Balls, I actually talked about my most embarrassing New Year's Eve one. And it's ironic because it all tied in together. That is on top two of my ultimate most embarrassing drunk escapade, or the drunkest I've ever been in my life, was the one I talked about in the show before Deck Our Balls. And then this most recent Deck Our Balls was top three of all time. And people are going to do dumb things. They're going to put themselves in situations that they won't remember. But there's only one thing that you ultimately can do after, when you're struggling, you're suffering, you feel the, what do they say, Bog, you feel the bubble guts?
Yeah, the bubble guts.
Bubble guts, it's kind of coming up.
And the hot snakes.
Yeah. The literal sweats. You just kind of sweat and you're like, I don't know where this is going to come out from, but somewhere it's coming out. And
lava butt. Right.
Oh.
Got all that.
I think you had a lot of lava butt.
I had some lava butt for sure.
You're Mount St. Helen in your butthole.
Mouth St. Helen? Is that what you said?
Well, mouth. But
that's
mouth.
When you get rid of it night of, is Mouth St. Helen.
Butt St. Helen.
Lava butt is if you wait the next day, right.
But we're not necessarily here to talk about all that. Like, yes, it was a crap show and everything, and you can get more info on it. The Deck Our Balls special will be back up soon over on Patreon. The follow-up episode, that's coming up, so we got lots of fun stuff. But what happened, because I took a little sabbatical for a couple days just in recovery and just getting, you know, just because I gave up a whole day doing that, is I got locked in to nothing but movies and Netflix. Now, we're going to talk lots of sports. We'll do that in the next segment. But I got to ask you, have you watched Bird Box?
No. What is that?
Bird Box is the Netflix. I haven't finished it because, sadly, 2 days ago, I started it. And then children ruined being able to watch it any further. So we had to come back to it. So I've got to come back to it. Bird Box is the Sandra Bullock movie with the blindfold.
It looks dumb. I don't really like that present.
You don't like. Why do you not like good things? You hate post-apocalyptic stuff.
No, I just I actually like post-apocalyptic stuff, but I can't say apocalyptic. But,
say it again.
Nope, I'm not going to
try it one more time.
Nope, I'm done.
Post-apocalyptic. Try it.
Post-apocalypse.
Sorry, one more time.
Post-Giannis.
Papagonagonagus. Let's say it.
Post-apocalyptic.
Hey, okay.
Right.
You're mush mouth. There you go.
I actually like that stuff. Yeah, I'm a mush mouth idiot. So
just on post-apocalyptic terminology.
God. But I don't like the, you know, you have to stay blindfolded or you're going to go crazy. I think that's a dumb present. So I don't.
What about The Quiet Place?
Nope. Didn't see that either. Thought that was dumb.
But we're in an era where everybody is just remaking garbage. How about an original movie?
Yeah, sure. But how about an original good movie?
You haven't watched it. How do you know? Let me tell you something, Bogman. Bird Box set records for Netflix.
What a great name for a movie too, Bird Box.
I mean, it's
that explains what's going on.
I still don't understand. Like I said, everybody else on the
Dog
planet
House
has seen
wasn't
it.
Available.
Litter Box,
Cat Tree, yeah, Cat Tree wasn't available either.
Fishbowl,
you know?
That'll be Bear the sequel. Cave. Sequel,
is
Fish
Bear
Bowl.
Cave the sequel? So
Bear Cave,
so dumb, Bird Box.
Well, they're. I haven't pieced it together, but like the insinuation of what Bird Box is kind of done in the first 10 minutes. And I think I get the concept of, I don't know why they focus on that as the name. Like I said, I'm only 30 minutes into the movie, but they set records. I'm trying to find, let me go, let's see, Bird Box.
Well, Matrix and John Wick set all kinds of records.
No, they didn't. They didn't do it. Look, okay, right here. Netflix says that more than 45 million accounts have watched Bird Box.
Because everyone's at their in-laws.
Because everyone's pissed drunk.
Just came out.
Everyone's pissed drunk, sitting at home.
They're hungover.
They're hungover. They're like, what should I watch? Be like, well, I can watch, I've already probably already watched. I don't even know what the hell else is on Netflix anymore. What's good on Netflix?
I don't know. I tell you what, if we're going to watch Animal Things, how about Cat House from HBO? I'd rather watch that.
I'd rather watch Cat House. But like everyone's like, I've already seen Making a Murder. I don't need to see that horse tooth lady again. I just need to, I need another one. I saw a meme that was really depressing. Somebody tweeted a picture, of Bird Box, Sandra Bullock with the blindfold, and it had Michael Jackson. And they're like, yo, the lady from Bird Box looks like Michael Jackson. And someone else replied, Is this the age that I'm at that Sandra Bullock is the lady from Bird Box? And I was like, you're right, dude. What are we doing?
God.
This world sucks.
Looks like Michael Jackson. Well, she probably had too many nose jobs.
I mean, well, but it's in the movie. One third of Netflix subscribers watched Bird Box in the first week. And you're sitting here being like, oh, this sucks. It's stupid. Blindfolds.
Well, I don't know if it's stupid. It could be amazing. But I haven't post-apocalyptic. I have not taking the time to sit and watch it, but so maybe it's good. I just don't like that idea of a movie. It looked dumb. Like
Machine
the idea
Gun Kelly's in it.
Oh well, then it must be great. So did they talk about it? Did they sit down and talk about it?
Well, no, he was giving it to somebody in there. John Malkovich is in it, and he goes, "We're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
Everybody's going to die. You don't even know how to use that gun." That's
how about
John
being John Malkovich? That was pretty weird. That's is this movie. Weirder or is being John Malkovich weirder?
Okay. In being John Malkovich, someone goes inside of actor John Malkovich. That's the weirdest movie of all time. And
it probably still made more sense than Doghouse or whatever it is. So.
Bird Box.
I'm sorry. But Bird Box.
This is, I want to know, like, what are you going to, because here's what's going to happen. Monday night, so many of you are going to make mistakes. You might make some mistakes that'll haunt you 9 months later.
Or
18. You might make some that might take bail. I don't know what you're going to do. So you might have
a lot
to blow
of September
in
babies.
Might have to blow into a couple objects if you're not careful, which I highly suggest you're careful. But
and then you will after when you're serving prison time too. So what?
And then you'll be in the jail box. Whole nother box is going to be talked about in there. I gather myself here. But what everyone's going to do is everyone is going to be locked in trying to find a movie to watch over the 3 days.
Infinity
Bird Box.
War just came out on Netflix too. So,
well,
watch
okay,
that.
Guess what? A third of Netflix said, I don't care about Infinity Wars. I need to see the lady who looks like Michael Jackson in a boat with a blindfold.
Oh God. I did like, some of the memes are dumb, but, the dishes one, our buddy Will put one out that said, it was, Sandra Bullock with the blindfold on, and it said, me walking past all the dirty dishes post-Christmas dinner.
It's pretty funny. Because you and I will not partake in New Year's Eve to the level that all these monsters are going to.
No.
We know that's going to happen. You will probably not drink at all.
I don't think I'll drink until Deckard Balls 3. I think I'm done. So
never again.
Never again, right.
There will be no. There'll be another Bird Box before there's going to be a Deckard Balls.
Bird Box 2, Electric Boogaloo, and, starring Kevin Spacey. He'll be back before we do another Deckard Balls.
We got to talk about that. But you and I will, I might have like a couple drinks, but it'll be nothing where, I need to be held up for an entire day. So what people are going to do is they're going to be looking for movies. I have consumed four different pieces of movies that aren't Netflix or aren't. Well, I guess Bird Box would count as one of them. Here's what I saw, and you saw
something.
There's
another good one I saw that said Netflix trying to figure out how 45 million people have seen Bird Box on 10 accounts.
Oh, I like that. I like that because everyone shares the accounts. That's funny. That's funny, Vogman.
That's funny. Yeah, thanks
I like
for
that. I went and saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, A-plus movie. Best movie I've seen in a while. I rented, what did I rent? Venom.
Venom's pretty good.
We enjoyed Venom. I liked Venom. It was pretty good. I watched Ready Player One because I hadn't seen it. That was on HBO.
Yeah, I saw that when it came out on HBO.
Very good. Except all I could think of was, how did the guy who created the Oasis get the rights to all of the characters across like his favorite pop cultural things? And I didn't understand that.
Yeah, that's true.
What about copyright law doesn't exist in Ready Player One. And then I started a show, Peaky Blinders, which I know I'm like way behind. Absolutely loved it. I have had an A-plus weekend where I hated myself. My body hated me. Everything was garbage, but the shows around me made everything better. I watched a couple other little random things, though. In that same period of time, you went and spent some hard-earned dollars, and you saw a comic book movie. I spent mine, took my son to see Spider-Man, Spider-Verse. Fantastic time. You spent some time going to see Aquaman, and when we come back from break, Bogman is going to give a non-spoiler breakdown of your thoughts on Aquaman, on Aquavit, Aquaman.
Oh.
Maybe you need to drink it to see it.
No, and, I don't.
Okay, no. So we are going to talk about Aquaman. We are going to talk about the top sports moments of 2018. Bogman's got the top, I think, what was it, internet moments? Top 15?
Internet moments, yes.
Top 15 internet moments of 2018. We've got to talk about that one actor that made that one really poor choice of a video online. We are going to be going through week 17. There's basketball. There's baseball. There's a documentary coming out in 2020. There's so much to talk about before we get to 2019. So don't you go a damn place without us, because we'll be right back
with your blindfold.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Welcome back. It's In This League. Final one of 2018, my friends. It is Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman. Glad to be here. Go check us out over at InThisLeague.com. That's where you can find all of the podcasts that we do. All the stuff.
Post-apocalyptic.
Why is that? Like, that's my bit, Bogman. That's what I do.
I stole
all the
your
time.
Bit, apparently, not being able to say things.
Yeah, so. I mean, you're just messing that up to the high hells. I don't know what's going on.
To the high hells.
To the high hells. High heaven.
At least I'm not stealing your cliche.
No, that's my bit.
So that's true.
All right. So we do have things to talk about.
Shut up. You asked me about my 2018.
I asked you about Aquaman before this, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the 2018, and the Steelers probably going to miss the playoffs because all the Ravens have to do is win tomorrow, and they're in, and the Steelers are out. The D-backs traded Goldie and didn't make the playoffs, and Chris Paul got hurt in the Western Conference Finals, and the Rockets lost in the Western Conference Finals to the Warriors.
How did the Longhorns do this season?
Well, they didn't make they were better, but they didn't make the playoff. So they're in the Sugar Bowl. That should be fun. So
yeah,
against Georgia. Georgia probably roll them. But
what else? Is there anything else? How's the diet going?
What diet?
I don't know.
What are
you
talking about?
We're just trying to gauge. We're just trying to go into it all. All right.
I saw a picture of myself the other day, and I'm like, I look like John Candy's brother.
Somebody said that to me the other day, who they just hadn't seen me in a week. And this is it's so insulting they don't realize because, like, you know, I mean, I did a lot of work for 6 months of the year working out, lost a bunch of weight. I've absolutely gained maybe half of it back. In that range, maybe a little bit less than half over the last 2 months. And I hadn't seen this person in a week. And they walk up, they go, oh, you still working out? You lose some weight? And I'm like, no, I had just.
Why is that insulting?
Because like 3 hours before, I had just eaten cheese curds. And it's just one of those things where,
you know,
it's
that
like,
eating cheese curds doesn't make you fat in 11 seconds.
But when you do it for 2 months.
You had just eaten 2 months worth of
I mean,
cheese
I had just been eating horrible, not working out. And all it is one of those things.
You, if you look, if you no. lost some weight, no, I mean, that's not insulting.
No, he didn't mean to be insulting. He wasn't trying to be. But what it is you're such a pig that I haven't seen you in a while. And my mental image of you is a disgusting fat pig. And that I'm seeing you right now and that you don't look like a fat pig. Did you lose weight? Oh, no. It's just I don't look as fat as your mental image of me is.
Well, that is, I tell you what, I do find insulting when someone's like, hey, looks like you lost weight. I'm like, you condescending prick. Yeah. I've never been more fat than I am right now. What are you talking about?
All right. So, well, I do want to talk because it's a good thing you're talking about, you know, your 2018 in sports. I mean, mine is very similar, by the way. It's been the 49ers, all the hope. We walked into the season and our star two players, they tore their stuff and they were out. One of the high picks we had, the top young defensive player, is a piece of crap, and we had to just let him go. So that's all the 49ers. They also
took an offensive lineman in the draft.
Yep, and at least they're going to walk themselves out of the first overall pick and just get some garbage defensive tackle again for the 12th straight year. My baseball team also traded Goldie. The Phoenix Suns are the biggest laughing stock in the NBA. And, yeah, so, I mean, what else? What else is there? I don't know. Deckard balls. I get to think about that.
Lost all the fantasy football championships.
Yep. Lost in the championship. All of that. So we're going to talk about the 2018 season in sports, in fantasy. I'd love to hear everybody else. I mean, commiserate with us. What's a encapsulation of your 2018 as far as fantasy and sports go? But real quick, because I have
send us the meme to describe your 2018 fantasy year.
Oh, I like that. Mine would be the Sandra Bullock from Bird Box. It would just be a blindfold in the water.
Me trying to get past 2018, like, yeah. Is that what it would say?
me passing 2018 into 19. It would just be Sandra Bullock. Or, I mean, I'm sorry, the chick that looks like Michael Jackson. But Aquaman. So, again, the whole point of the last segment, the conversation, was that you guys are going to destroy yourselves, and there's football. You're going to have football on Sunday, final week of the season. You're going to have Monday New Year's Eve, and then you're going to walk into Tuesday hating yourself. So you are going to have to consume some media. Netflix and the movie theaters and on demand, that's where you're going to go. I've consumed nothing but good stuff so far. And I actually have one more on Netflix I just want to mention. But you went and saw Aquaman, and on these radio airwaves months ago, I was inundated with the trailer, and I said, it looks like the worst movie. It is going to be a classic DC bomb. What did you think?
It was pretty terrible. I the first half wasn't so bad, but then it just kept going on and on and on.
How long
and
was it?
On and on. It was 2 hours and 22 minutes. That's the runtime.
90 minutes for Aquaman. No more.
I mean, like, maybe split it up or make it a series or something. Like, it was just... It was like, this is how I described it to people without trying to ruin things. It's like underwater Game of Thrones on acid.
Like, I mean, that sounds really cool, though.
But it's not. Right, but it's not.
But how about my description? It's more like the underwater people in Star Wars Episode 1 meets...
It's not actually bad.
Lord of the Rings.
There's some similar, no, because Lord of the Rings just drags on and on and on. Like, I got it.
Ooh, bulls in the name of the king meets the underwater fish people in Star Wars Episode 1. If you know who Ooh Bull is and that show, I think I gave the perfect description.
What is that show?
Well, no,
is
it's a movie.
Is that from Bird House? What is it?
No, Madhouse. No, Ooh Bull. He's the one of the worst directors in the planet.
Oh, okay.
And he does. Yeah. He knows, like, he has like actor friends, and he gets them to star in god awful movies. And in Name of the King, he got like Ray Liotta. You know, I am Ray Liotta, and I take Vantrax or whatever. And him and Jason
Vantrax.
I don't know. Him and Jason Statham did one of the worst medieval movies of all time. I envision it's like
Jason
that.
Jason Statham was in a medieval movie.
Yeah, go look it up.
Kind of car was he driving? In it,
he wasn't. He was killing people, but it wasn't in a car, and he wasn't a hitman. Everything about it looks god awful in Aquaman. Was it redeemable? Is it going to help your hangover?
No, it's not. It's going to, like, what you need to do is not have a hangover at all and then take some mushrooms before you go see it. And then it'd probably be good, but it was not. I did not care for it. It wasn't horrific. It wasn't like a god, this was the worst movie I ever saw, but I had to pee at the end of it, like, you know, because it's 2 hours and 22 minutes. And my buddy goes, is there a scene afterwards? And I go, I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Our buddy Casey Bubba, I literally am seeing this tweet right now, and it's hilarious, the tweet that's above it, too, because it's what I want to talk about. He goes, so Aquaman, it's pretty damn good, especially for a DC movie. That's a key point when you say especially for a DC movie. I will tell you how you make Aquaman good. You go to the movies, you buy a ticket for Aquaman, and you walk into Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and you watch that.
Or you could just not give money to Aquaman and give it to Spider-Man instead.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Here would be the suggestion, Boggs, if you're not going to consume The Bird Box on Netflix, which is free to you because you have Netflix. Not really free, but it's just sitting there waiting for you to get into it. There is something that just dropped, and it's a brand new thing that's going down. Black Mirror. I don't know if you watch any of Black Mirror. It's, you know, modern day.
And I hear that it's amazing, and I feel like I would really like it if I watched it.
You would.
But I also hear everyone say, well, it makes you want to throw away your phone and it's depressing. And if there's something I don't need to do is throw away my phone or be more depressed. So that's why I haven't started Black Mirror yet.
I watched the first episode. I need to watch them. It's like modern day Twilight Zone. But Black Mirror, just on Netflix, because that's who owns it, just dropped a feature film, and it's called Bandersnatch. Great name.
I think I've seen a movie like that before.
XXX was after it. Our guy Rob, by the way, says, wow. This is right above Casey's tweet. Wow, Black Mirror just keeps getting better and better. Bandersnatch is awesome. Never been so stressed to pick a serial. I don't know what that means. But this is why this is important. I think I talked about this. Netflix over the last month just implemented this whole new thing where they've got, it's like choose your own adventure. And they've got it. Me and my kid are watching one. They have a Minecraft. And by the way, Patton Oswalt is the voice of the character, which is great. And throughout, you make decisions and the story changes and you just pick them. It's almost like a video game. This movie is a choose your own adventure feature film of Black Mirror. Like, you make decisions and the movie changes and people are losing their mind about it. This is why
I've
Netflix
seen a movie
owns
like
us.
That, too. So,
oh, what's that one?
It was not appropriate for airwaves, but I've seen it.
Was
so.
It similar? Was it Bandersnatch, but just with
it had a similar name. So,
yeah, just maybe not Bander in front of it,
right?
Yeah. Or Bander.
Some other
snatch.
Words. Yeah.
Ban her, and then the name. I'm dying because no one's listening. So, my friends, when you are sitting there struggling, you've got outlets, because we are a society where we don't help each other. We don't do anything positive. What we do is we consume Netflix. We go to the movies. We only go to the movies now because we can sit in a recliner. We can have somebody serve us 24 ounces of Bud Light or Miller Lite. You can get a cocktail. You can order a burger, and you can spend your $50.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you can spend $50 at a movie, but you're ignored because you're nice and comfortable. But that's how you need to enjoy your time. And you're going to enjoy, more than likely, you're going to be doing one of Bandersnatch or Bird Box.
I watched I watched movies like that. No, I watched a bunch of Joe Rogan YouTube videos, and I got down the rabbit hole of how many people hate Carlos Mencia. So yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. He's not even working anymore. I don't think he does anything.
I don't think he needs to with all the money he made, though.
Probably not. I mean, he was like one of the most popular comedians in the world when he was super popular. And then he had the Comedy Central show, Mind and Mencia. And
I think that's what allowed him to not have to work anymore.
Probably. Yeah. Well, I mean, it probably allowed him to, but even when he was trying to work more, it was just no one believed that any of his material was his own because he'd stolen so much. So, okay.
Well, see, that's why you don't need to even consume any of Carlos Mencia. Go get some original material, Bogman, and go watch Bird Box.
Yeah, I think I was just too hungover to even reach towards the remote control. Like, once I sat down, I just had mush brain.
All right, like
and
your
I was
mouth.
Just sitting in front of my like when I couldn't say post apocalyptic. So
you got to really emphasize it though.
You're I got to try. Yeah, I can't keep casualing that. No. So
all right, actual sports here for the people. You are rewarded for actual sports talk if you stuck around for all of this. I just think it's important because last episode of the year, a lot of checkout stuff that's going on. People are going to be prepping for their partying, and the next day, what are you going to do? I mean, there's bowl games. Aren't there bowl games going on? On the first, what do we have
today? What do we have on the first, though? On the first, we have the Sugar Bowl. I'm going to the Fiesta Bowl. That's one of the early games on the first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the Sugar Bowl is the one. Like, it's great that I can go to the Fiesta Bowl because kickoff's at 11 our time. And then I can watch that whole game and get home in time to see the Sugar Bowl that Texas is in against Georgia. So,
Okay. So those are the two games.
No, there's more games than that. I can't remember what all
now,
else.
What are the playoff games are happening
they're right
today.
Now. They're today, yeah. So we've got, of course, Clemson and Notre Dame and Oklahoma and Alabama. So.
And that game is going to be played on what, the 7th?
National Championship is on the 7th.
And which one is that? The it doesn't always change as Fiesta or whatever? Do they?
No, that's just a national title game now. They do the bowl games for
how much do I pay attention
like it's the
anymore?
Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl this year. They rotate, and then the Fiesta Bowl and the Sugar Bowl will be next year in the playoffs. So
okay, so all right, so that's great. Are you looking forward to that? Are you going?
Yeah, I went to the Cheez-It Bowl. It is possibly the worst bowl.
Oh my God.
Ever played.
We lost our mind about that too. I remember when we talked about it, I think a little bit on the last football show that we just did. But like, they didn't give you Cheez-Its. They wanted to charge out your mind, and it's possibly one of the worst games that's been played. Like, how last 5 years has there been a worse game?
I can't remember a worse game. It was fun just because at the end it was in overtime and it was close, but it's the worst offensive output I've ever seen in my life.
And who was the guy that you were there to see? You were there to see one guy,
Patrick Laird,
and he got hurt.
He got hurt and he didn't play again. midway through the second quarter, he got hurt. The Cal switched quarterbacks. One of them threw three interceptions and the other threw two.
It's awesome.
And TCU's quarterback, just take a crack at his final amount of yards for the game.
Last I remember, he had like 27 yards.
27 yards and four interceptions.
He finished the game with 27?
Yes. They did bring in Justin Rogers, a big recruit, for a couple plays, but he wasn't supposed to play because he has drop foot.
Oh, yeah, you said the whole I still don't even remember what that is.
Well, drop foot is when, like, you have nerve damage and a knee injury and you can barely feel your foot.
It's a sequel to Bird Box.
Drop foot is a sequel to Bird Box, yeah. And it's right before Doghouse, so. Gosh, what was a ridiculous name.
What was the vibe in that stadium, by the way? Was everybody just as annoyed as the people watching it on TV?
A lot of drinking going on. There are a lot of beers being sold.
That's why Bird Box got so many hits the next day. Everyone was so drunk because of that game.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost comical because no one could move the ball past the 50. And then when they did, they would, of course, I saw the worst play I've ever seen in my life in this game.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know if you saw it.
No.
It was a pitch back. It was a throwback to a wide receiver who then threw it like 5 yards up, like he ran way back when he caught the ball. So it was obviously supposed to be a double reverse pass or whatever. So he throws it back, but it's clearly forward to the quarterback. So because he kept scooting backwards, when he's supposed to try to stay on a lateral line, he kept scooting mm-hmm. backwards. I can't say words.
You've been drinking?
I have not. Struggling? I'm still affected from a week ago, I think is what it is. But
I've never heard you struggle so bad.
I'm on the struggle bus today. It's not good. But so he kept scooting back. He threw it clearly forward to the quarterback. And then the quarterback was running around. I'm like, this idiot's going to throw it again. And he did. And he threw a pick.
Wait, hold on. The wide receiver got the ball thrown to him. He then threw it back to the quarterback. And then the quarterback threw it?
Yes. What? And he was way, way, way past the line of scrimmage. And it was already, there was already a forward pass. And he threw an interception. And I got to be honest, I forgot what the rule was in that. I thought it would be a legal forward pass, but they would get the ball back. But Cal just declined the penalty and took the ball. Like it was.
That sounds like the dumbest play of all time.
It was, you know what? I'm going to try to find it and send it to you. It was so unbelievably stupid. So,
well, it was a representation of the game because it was the worst game ever. I feel bad too because that was like you were all hyped up. You're like, hey, I'm going to the Cheez-It Bowl and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, well, you went to the worst game of all time.
I even said, like, on the CFF podcast, I was like, this has the lowest over of any bowl game because TCU's down to their third string quarterback. Cal has not really had a good quarterback the whole year. But I thought maybe I'd see some good defense.
Well, you know what? Hey, Box, hold that. Let's talk a little bit more college here. We'll talk about the bowl that's coming up and the one that you're going to when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We got to go to break real quick. We'll finish up. We'll talk about some more bowls that are hopefully better than the one that Box went to. So don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
At the game. Just got a gut feeling? No problem, friendos. Now you can bet from anywhere, anytime with the all-new MyBookie mobile betting platform. If Bogman had the app and Arizona allowed it, you could have had a feeling when you were there saying, I don't think there's going to be much on the second half scoring. Maybe I'll take the under.
I definitely would have taken the under. I think when we were doing the picks, I took the under.
There you go. Well,
even in the lowest over-under game, so
you would have had that ability at the game because of MyBookie's mobile betting platform. With the MyBookie mobile platform, you'll enjoy the safety and convenience of at-home betting when you're on the go. So try it out today, and you'll never miss another winning bet. Head over to mybookie.ag, open an account with the promo code FNTSY. Guess what? MyBookie, they're going to match your deposit up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000, my friends. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY. Go, go, go. I mean, that would be pretty awesome while you're at the Fiesta Bowl, which you are going to. Our buddy Jason Collette from RotoWire and Sleeper in the Bust is going to, he's flying out here because, what's a stupid game? It's obviously UCF because.
UCF and LSU.
Oh, that sounds like a good game.
It should be a good game. I mean, UCF, I mean, remember.
You're going, though, so I don't know.
I am going. So, yeah, I mean, it's a 55.5 point over. So it was 38.5 points in the Cheez-It Bowl. So hopefully this one has got to be better.
You
got
to text Collette, say, hey, get the MyBookie app. And then while he's not, when he hasn't flown to Arizona, he could maybe put in a bet. What would you be taking, the over-under on that game?
I got LSU in that one, so I would take the under.
Oh,
I mean, UCF has won like 24, 25 straight games. I can't remember how many in a row it is now. They're 12-0 this year, but I don't know. We just saw yesterday, and this is a game that I picked right. One of the many. I've actually been pretty decent this year.
What all are you doing, by the way, college wise? You're in like some player specific pool.
Yeah, it's like a DFS game for all the bowls. It's called Bowl Bash. And I'm doing pretty well in that.
You were like top five last I talked to you.
Yeah, I think after the last game, I slipped down to 7. So 7 or 10 or something. I'm in the top 10 for sure. And I am, let me see here. I am in 11th in the pick 'em group, but I still have a lot of my big games to go. So,
a lot of money on the line? Some decent cash show on the line on both?
Not on both, just on the Bull Bash. On the pick 'ems, not so much. Actually, some of these big games I did not hit. Let's see. I picked Memphis. They lost by 3. I picked, well, right now I'm losing this. I'm winning this because I picked Washington State. Yeah. And so some of these games, but my highest one is I picked BYU and they won 49-18.
Okay. So you set up, what's the one that I joined?
That's the Bowl Mania.
Okay. So hold on. I have not looked at that. I said it originally.
He said it and then quit looking.
Yeah, let's see. Capital One Bowl Mania. Here goes the Welsh. Let's see. I am... it's in progress. What's the percentage that's good or not?
You want to be a high percentage.
Well, like, what's your percentage?
Let me scroll up and look. I am in the... It doesn't say on this one. Hold on. Let me scroll back. Oh, 68%.
I'm a little bit less. 32%.
32%.
Want to hear my picks?
Sure.
I got the Tulane game wrong, but I only had one confident point on it. I was correct in the North Carolina Aggies versus Alcorn State.
Okay.
I got Utah State versus North Texas. Right. I was incorrect in my homerism of ASU. They lost to the Fresno Bulldogs.
Yeah,
I was. Yeah, you're bleeding. I got Georgia over Eastern Michigan. I got Middle Tennessee over, or I got Appalachian State over Middle Tennessee.
How about UAB Northern Illinois?
Yeah, my confident points ones. That's where I'm struggling a little bit. I pick West Virginia over Syracuse.
Will Greer left, so they're backup quarterback on that.
I think I picked Temple over Duke, and that was bad.
Yeah. I had Daniel Jones, who Daniel Jones might have moved himself up in a little bit of draft stock in that bowl game. He threw 5 touchdowns. So
I don't even see. Oh, I am okay. In our pick'em one that you did, I believe there's, was it 35 people?
Something like that.
I'm 22nd.
22nd, okay.
Yeah.
Not at the bottom, the Welsh.
Not at the bottom. And I did a whole 5 minutes of research in putting it together. And by research, I mean I clicked and set some confidence points.
Who most people were taking.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking, let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess there's a lot of people that can still outscore me, but we'll see. We'll see how it winds up.
All right. So then let's talk about the Bulls real quick. The Saturday ones are tough because they're going on as we're doing the show. So let's talk about Monday. What's going down on Monday?
Well, Monday we have Cincinnati and Virginia Tech. Cincinnati's favored by 4.5. That's the Military Bowl. Cincinnati's been too good. Virginia Tech has lost some ugly games. They lost to Old Dominion this year.
Is the same Virginia Tech coach the guy with the thing?
No, he's a Beamer. No. It's Fuente now, who was with, he was at Memphis. Remember when Paxton Lynch was really good?
Okay.
So, and then we got Stanford at Pitt, or Stanford versus Pitt in the Sun Bowl.
Well, who do you like in the game? You didn't even say West Virginia.
I said Cincinnati, dude.
By a lot?
I said Cincinnati, yeah, by a lot. It's 4.5 is the spread. So, but I like Cincinnati by a pretty good margin.
Military Bowl, you said?
Yeah, Military Bowl.
All right.
And then Stanford is playing Pitt in the Sun Bowl. This one's a little bit tougher because, like, Pitt is not very good, but they really like to play the spoiler.
Bryce Love, though, to Stanford.
Yeah, I don't think Bryce Love is playing this game, though.
This is that whole bit where all the draft guys...
He's been banged up anyway, so there's no reason for him to... I mean, it's the Sun Bowl. It's not like they're playing... You know, the Sun Bowl, steeped in tradition. You know, name me one other Sun Bowl. You don't remember any.
Sun Chips.
Yeah, Sun Chips are okay. They're better than the Sun Bowl. So
Sun Chips are pretty good.
Michigan State versus Oregon in the steeped in tradition Red Box Bowl.
The Bird Box Bowl.
The Bird Box
it's
Bowl.
It's the Bird Box Bowl. They should all come out with blindfolds
they
on.
They all have to be blindfolded. It should be a fun game. This one actually should be a good game because Oregon has a decent offense. You know, Justin Herbert, who decided to stay another year because his little brother is committed to Oregon, and he's a wide receiver.
Oh, is that why? Yeah, how disappointing do you think it is? Because I've seen a whole lot
of... It's dumb for him to do that because there's not...
Top
good
five
quarterbacks
pick.
Coming out this year. Yeah, he definitely would have been the first QB off the board.
Well, I mean,
him or Dwayne Haskins. So,
well, because now everyone has to go like Haskins or Drew Locke as the top quarterback, into it, which is gross, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, but wait, is he still going to be the guy the following year? Like,
no, he probably won't be because, well, it depends. If Tua Tagovailoa comes out, the quarterback at Alabama, or
okay,
Jake
you can say Tua Tagovailoa, and you can't say post-apocalyptic.
Post-apocalyptic.
Say the other guy's name?
Tua Tagovailoa.
All right.
If he comes out or if Jake Fromm comes out, because they'll both be draft eligible next year, I think Herbert will probably go behind both of those guys.
But he just wanted to play with his brother.
He wanted to play with his brother. So he's staying in Oregon for another year. Hopefully, I mean, just the big thing is don't drop your draft stock that much and don't get injured. I mean, which is tough. It's still football. So,
well, and that's, I mean, look at all these guys. No one wants to play in the damn bowl games because everyone's afraid to hurt their draft stock. So, who is this? This is Oregon and who?
Michigan State. And Michigan State, Lewerke is their quarterback. He looks like he's going to wind up playing. He's been hurt. So, this should be like good offense in Oregon versus good defense in Michigan State. And then okay offense versus bad defense in Michigan State's offense versus Oregon's defense. So, we'll see how that one plays out.
In the Bird Box Bowl.
In the Bird Box Doghouse Bowl. And then Missouri is playing Oklahoma State in the Liberty Bowl. This is actually one of my favorite ones.
All Monday?
Yeah, these are all Monday. So just take a crack. Both really good offenses in college football. Give me a guess on what you think the over in Missouri versus Oklahoma State is.
I bet it's like 63.
More.
Oh, 69.
74.
Oh, my God. Really?
74, and it was at 80 at one point, and it's come down.
Who's the Missouri quarterback?
Drew Lock.
Oh, Drew Lock. Okay, yeah. So this is the Drew Lock put himself in top competition, and then when people see him in shorts and doing things at the combine, then he's now a top pick.
They'll ooh and ah, right. So, and Oklahoma State has a really good offense, too. So that game and Missouri's defense is bad, but Missouri's favored by 9.
Did you pick someone in the Bird Box Bowl?
In the Bird Box Bowl, I would take Michigan State.
Over Oregon?
Yeah, over Oregon.
Blindfold.
I take defense in bowl games. So
put that blindfold on, Bogman. All right, then what was that game you just said? The
Missouri
bowl?
Versus Oklahoma State. I think I would take an Oklahoma State because Oklahoma State can occasionally play defense.
Does that hurt?
Missouri just never does.
Does that hurt
not
to
really.
Take Oklahoma?
Nah. I mean, Missouri was in the Big 12 for a long time. It's not like I like Missouri either.
Okay.
Northwestern versus Utah in the Holiday Bowl. A lot of people are taking Northwestern, and I know they played tough against Ohio State at the end there. They're just not that good. I'd take Utah even with the backups. A lot of backups in for Utah, but they're just better than Northwestern. And then NC State versus Texas A&M, and I'm just going to take NC State because I can't take Texas A&M. Just can't do it.
Are there any good draft prospects in those last two games you talked about?
Oh, yeah, Kelvin Harmon. I can't remember if he's skipping the bowl or not, though.
Matt Harmon at Yahoo Sports?
Yeah, he might be skipping that bowl game. Trevion Williams, pretty good running back for A&M. So those are some good ones. We had a good one in Northwestern, but in Jeremy Larkin, but we found out that he had a spinal issue and he had to retire from football. So no good, yeah.
All right, so then Monday... The day
Monday
you are going to be at the Fiesta Bowl.
That's right. I'll be at the Fiesta Bowl. Before that is the
Will we get live coverage, though? Will we get live coverage of Bogman? Maybe a little video or two on the Twitters?
I mean, if I can get anything up from the stadium, you know,
Field. Chase Field is the worst.
Well, Chase Field actually wasn't that bad because there are only 33,000 people at the Cheez-It Bowl.
Every Diamondback game we went through, there's like 18, so and it's still
that's
didn't work.
True. I use their Wi-Fi. I'll see if they have Wi-Fi at the Fiesta Bowl. But you know, you can put 80,000 people in that stadium, dude. Yeah, like I have no idea.
We gotta get like a Bogman Fiesta Bowl pre-update. You and Colette or something, and then like a halftime report.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna meet up with Colette before the game. I've already asked him, like, you know, let me know where you're tailgating and where you're gonna be at. So I'll see him at some point.
So follow Bogman Sports and push him to do it. All right, so you said the Outback Steakhouse Bowl.
The Outback Bowl, yeah. Mississippi State versus Iowa here. This is actually a pretty good game. I believe that Noah Fant is skipping the bowl game. He's the tight end for Iowa. He's going to be – a lot of people have been calling him to be the first pass catcher off the board.
First round pick? First round.
He's borderline, definitely borderline. He's a really good tight end.
Probably one of those guys at like 25, a team trades up to make sure they get their pass catching tight end. Like the Patriots.
Yeah, he's a good blocker too. He's like a Hunter Henry.
Calling it right now. Who's it? What's the guy's name?
Noah Fant.
Noah Fant. The New England Patriots trade up into the late first round and draft Noah Fant in this draft. I'm calling it right here.
Well, they'll be picking in the late first round, so maybe they just take him.
But you know what they do? They're going to trade up, and then they'll trade out of the second and third. They're going to trade up. They'll have two first round picks. They're going to take Noah Fant. I'm calling it right now. Noah Fant, New England Patriot with Gronk, on the outs here soon. I'm calling it, and I want someone to remember this because I won't, and I want the credit for it.
And then Mississippi State has they have a big time prospect named Jeffrey Simmons. He's a defensive tackle, but there is worse video than Kareem Hunt.
Really?
For Simmons.
What's his name?
Jeffrey Simmons. He's like a top 10 pick guy.
But
like
you do know it's the NFL, so the NFL, because it hasn't been shared on TMZ, they might not have seen the video. So teams might be okay.
All the scouts and all the teams know of this incident. Like, this isn't different than Joe Mixon.
I was just about to say, is this like a Joe Mixon situation 100%. Where everyone will like be like, this is one of the worst things, and there'll be some tweets about it, but then everyone will forget as soon as he's drafted in the third round and he
It's going to be interesting because I think the stuff has gotten worse even since Joe Mixon. And 2 years ago. So like that, the uproar for stuff like this. So I think that it's possible that he gets pushed down into the second or third round because of it, but he's going to like
top 10 pick, huh?
Go to the combine. He's going to test out incredibly. Like, he's a really good defensive tackle.
Jeffrey Simmons, Richard Simmons,
Richard Simmons. Right. Searching so he has Richard same Simmons. Shorts. So, then LSU versus UCF. I think I would actually be picking UCF in this game if Mackenzie Milton was playing, because Greedy Williams, the number one corner, probably off the board this year for LSU. Hold on.
Somebody name their child Greedy.
Well, it's not his Christian name. So that's the name he goes by. So
okay. So his first name is probably like Gerald, and he's like, call me Greedy.
To be honest, I have no idea what his real first name is. I've always called him Greedy. So I remember seeing his real name somewhere, and I'm like, who the hell is this?
I'm gonna look it up. Let's see. Greedy Williams' real name. That it is. Okay. Andrez, Andraez.
It's actually pronounced post-apocalyptic.
Bird Box Williams. I think it's Andrez Greedy Williams. Okay. That's who he is.
There you go. Yeah, because I saw that and I was like, who the hell is this? So I think I would pick UCF, but LSU's got three corners missing.
Who are our big prospects in this game? You said Mackenzie Milton.
Yeah, LSU, just a lot of Devin White, the middle linebacker for LSU, is probably the best one. He's going to be a really high pick off the board.
LSU running back?
No, not this year. So
Whiteout?
What's that?
No Whiteout from LSU?
No, not really. Not this year.
Jesus, come on.
Then Kentucky versus Penn State. We got running backs in this game. That's a Citrus Bowl. That's Benny Snell. You're going to love Benny Snell.
Yeah, I love Benny. I already love Benny Snell. Yeah.
Benny Snell and Miles Sanders for Penn State he has the ability to come out. I don't know if he will or not. And then Washington versus Ohio State, we got all kinds of prospects in that game.
Which one's that?
That's the Rose Bowl.
Okay. Is that
That's Miles Gaskin is Washington's running back in there. Obviously, Dwayne Haskins in there. Paris Campbell for Ohio State. Tons of defenders. Nick Bosa. You know, all those guys. And then Texas, he's not playing.
Yeah.
But Texas versus Georgia and Colin Johnson. I think Colin Johnson will probably be your favorite prospect in that game. That's Texas wide receiver.
He looks like the Butler kid from Iowa State, right?
Yeah, but better.
But better, okay. Well, here's a big deal. We've only got about 30 seconds here. All of that is great stuff from our college expert here, Scott Bogman. But we can't tell you what the championship game is going to look like because it's going down right now. But Bogman, will there be any podcast leading up to the championship game from you in any of the two shows that you do?
We're gonna do posts. We're gonna do season wrap ups after the college, after the national championship.
Okay.
So that's a no. Is the plan. That is a no.
What day is the game? What day is the game?
It's on a Monday. So
well, guess what? Next week we can talk about it right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Boom.
We'll talk about the national championship game. Maybe we'll get a guest. Let's get a college guest on. Talk about the national championship or something. We got to talk about something, Bugs. So we'll be doing that. Good stuff here. End of hour one. When we come back, we're going to talk about the top 10 sports moments of 2018. Bogman's got internet moments. We've got week 17. There's baseball happening. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.